Hotties.
Hi, Gorge.
Welcome back to another episode of Sometimes Funny, Always Awkward. This is a podcast about nothing and everything, especially being a hot fucking mess. I'm Maddie.
I'm Grass. With my voice, I'm Grass.
The little pop and the little squeak of your voice, it was so cute.
I'm going through puberty. Yeah. Actually, yeah, I'm really excited.
Congratulations.
I'm excited to grow some hair in places. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Do you remember
we were getting
hair?
Excited for pubes.
I was terrified.
Yeah.
I was like 11. And yeah. I was like, what the fuck?
Wow.
Not okay.
No, it's not okay.
No.
I got waxed recently.
Ooh.
I got a wax because I've been on a date.
Went on one date. Waxes full body.
No, I waxed before the first date. I get prepped. Like the bush was bushing, you know? I don't shave anymore. I just let it grow. And then before a date, I'll get a wax. Even though I kind of knew that we weren't going to have sex, haven't slept with him yet. Yet. And I say yet because I know I will. Mm. I hope he doesn't listen to this before we do it. Anyway.
Got the wax.
If you're listening, hey. I'm smitten. Anyway, I waxed myself. It's the worst pain.
Have you waxed yourself?
No, sorry. I got myself waxed. I go to this woman. She's great. Love you. Alicia Jane in Surrey Hills. Shout out. She's my waxing lady. And she's actually won awards for doing the quickest Brazilian.
Wow.
She can do it in 7 minutes.
Wow.
7 minutes. And so what she does, though, and this is the worst part. You know when you go to the dentist and they ask you a question while their hands are in your mouth and you're like, oh, yeah, good hands.
Yeah, yeah.
She will put the hot wax on you and she'll ask you a question. And as you're answering, she's like, you're like, oh! It's the worst. And I think that that's her tactic to make it go quick.
Yeah,
she gets you talking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's hard because you're also trying to anticipate. You know how you like brace yourself for the rip of the wax? Yeah. She's very good at it, but fuck, it hurts.
Do you get the booty hole waxed?
Of course I do. I have the hairiest asshole. We've talked about this before.
That has to be the most vulnerable I've ever been.
How do you, because you got it done before you gave birth, didn't you?
Oh, that was such a bad experience.
Because my.
Not because of the waxer, like at all. The waxer was so amazing.
But the butthole?
Just the whole thing. It's summer.
The embarrassment of it. The sweat.
I gave birth on the 27th of January.
Yeah, midsummer.
I got waxed on like the 19th. Like I was so fucking pregnant. And the tables aren't very comfy to begin with. You can't lie on your back when you're pregnant. If you've ever seen a movie where a heavily fake pregnant woman is lying on her back,
it's fake.
Not a thing. It's so fake. You're not allowed to lie on your back. But I had to lie on my back and I couldn't breathe.
Oh.
And waxing places, like, they don't really have a lot of air. Well, this one didn't have a lot of aircon. I was sweating so much.
How does the wax stick?
Well, I think that was, like, kind of an issue.
No!
Like, I was sweating so much that, like, the towels that they were giving me were, like, soaking wet.
Wow.
And then, you know, like everyone, you have to hold your legs up for certain moves.
Yeah.
I can't hold my legs.
You had a belly. You had a baby in the way.
And it was the poor waxer. She was so lovely. She was so nice and so comforting. But I had never felt more embarrassed in my life.
No.
Because when you're being asked to hold up a leg and you just can't, and then also being asked to turn to your side and lift your butt cheeks.
Yeah.
It was really hard. I was so sweaty.
Very vulnerable. So yours did the same, like you have to lie on your back and then hold your knees up.
Yeah.
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 Because I don't think you could really lie on your side and just lift your cheek up. It wouldn't get enough. You wouldn't get enough. Imagine if you had to go on all fours being like doggy style.
We actually considered it.
Really?
Because I was like, I don't know if I can lift my, because you know, like when you're lying on your, like when they ask you to do your butthole, like they're lying for, you're lying on your side and lifting your leg, it's like a bit like uncomfortable, but it's like a minute or two and you just hold
it. Yeah, they put the wax on, they let it dry, they rip it off, that's done.
I didn't have that minute or two in me. Do you know what I mean? Like, I
can't do it.
I'm slipping, I'm sliding.
I'm cramping. I can't hold my leg because of the sweat.
Can't hold my leg.
You're going to have to give me some chalk, some talcum powder.
Do we go on all fours?
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was genuinely considered.
I feel like that would even be more embarrassing.
So much more embarrassing.
Child's pose?
So much more embarrassing. And it took so long, probably because there was a lot of hair, also because I was, I don't know. I was a difficult client.
But you can't get a Brazilian wax and not do the booty hole. You have to do the whole thing.
She has to do the booty hole.
She has to do my snail trail as well because I have a significant snail trail.
I have a significant snail trail.
So I get her to do that. For a fair-haired girl, because, you know, I'm blonde and, you know, you can't really see my leg hairs when I don't shave because my hair's blonde, I have a pretty hefty snail trail.
Yeah. And did you shave it as a kid?
No. Oh. I don't know what's happened, but it's, yeah, I got a pretty decent snail trail.
I used to shave mine as a kid. Like when I was in high school, I'd always shave it.
And like the rogue nipples, nipple hairs.
Oh, that happens to everyone.
Yeah. I better check them before my date tonight. Yeah, they're popping.
Let me get the tweezers out.
Yeah, I got to get the tweezers. Whoa! I was just checking my nipple hairs. Got to check there. Got to pluck them later. That'd be part of the pre-date routine. Anyway, let's move on to Hot Mess Hotline, shall we? This is Hot Mess Hotline. It's a segment where I get people to ask questions and we give bad dating advice.
Yeah, mediocre.
Mediocre. Sometimes great.
I think there was a teenage girl that we gave good advice to.
Yeah, we've had some updates from some people. I just haven't read them out before.
What?
Do you remember that one we got about the long distance relationship?
Yeah.
She ended up calling it off.
Good.
Based on our advice. So
wow.
You're so welcome.
That's powerful.
Let me find
this. I'm putting that on my resume.
Good.
I ended a relationship that I had nothing to do with.
she lived in Europe. So far away. Okay.
No, I think it was for the best.
It was for the best. They'd never met. Don't do long distance if you've never met. That's never going to work.
For sure.
Okay, here's the subject line. Help. My mother keeps spilling all of the tea on my sex life to my friends, family, and at this point I'm pretty sure anyone else with a pulse. It's a long subject line.
Maddie, did you send this in?
Or calling out my mum there? Leanne, we're calling you out. My mum loves to tell a story.
So does mine.
Yeah.
No, it's so.
Do you know what's so funny? And I love you, mum. I know you're listening. But my mum has to actually share with me when she didn't tell someone something. It's actually such a huge achievement for her not to share the goss.
Yeah. My dad is the same.
Yeah, loves it. She's like, you have to be really proud of me. I was really good. I didn't tell them. And I was like, yeah, you better fucking not have.
I told you not to.
You know? And you, mum, if you want me to keep sharing stuff about my dating life with you, which I know you get through the podcast and not through me telling you, because you have to know your sticky beak. Yeah, you're going to have to stop telling people about it and let me tell them on the podcast. Ah. Rude.
I'll get it out there.
Yeah, she does love telling a story. I mean, so do I.
Yeah, so do I. That's the thing.
Can't blame her.
I like love that we're talking shit about our parents, but I am such a gossiper.
I know. I'm like, don't tell anyone. Sorry, I've already told three people.
We've made a podcast out of people telling us their gossip.
Exactly.
So
oh my God.
We can spread it.
Tell us about it. Hi, Maddie and Grace. I absolutely love listening to the show. Slay.
Thank you so much.
I just want to, I've actually have to say that she gave us lots of context, but last night I had to cut it down. She gave us too much context. So I hear you. We're calling her S.
Yeah.
That's not actually her initial because her initial is so specific that we'd know her first name if I gave the real initial. But I have cut this. If you're listening to this, I have summarized it
okay,
a little bit.
Okay, thank you.
Executive summary. It's still quite long.
But I love the context.
It's still quite long. I did give enough context, but I've just, you know, I've put it through like a essay thing, you know, word count.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've been in uni. You hear me. I just want to preface this story with the fact that I am seeing various medical professionals for the issues mentioned, but I'm not sure how long I'll be looking for help. I am of course not expecting you girls to fix me with medical podcast advice.
Okay. Well, I've seen a lot of doctors, lady.
So she's got
a doctor.
She's got a medical problem, but she's asking us advice about her mom, basically.
Yeah.
She's trying to tell us, don't give me medical advice. I'm getting that professionally.
Have you tried Windex? Is it Windex in my background?
Yes, yes. And she'd like to stay anonymous, so we're going to call her S.
Thanks, S.
For context, me, 22 female, and my husband, 22 male, are quite young to be married.
Husband!
Yeah, we're quite young to be married, but in our small hometown, it is quite normal.
Okay.
Well. We've been friends since we were 12. We started dating at 14, and we got married at 18.
Wow.
After being long distance for our first year of college. See, that's when long distance works.
Absolutely, yeah.
He and I have always been open about what we have wanted in our relationship, including sexually, but after being engaged, we decided to wait until marriage.
Wow, okay.
We agreed it would be less stressful that way, not having to sneak around while living at our parents' place or worrying about teen pregnancy like many of our friends.
Ooh. What town do you live in?
She's in the US.
I figured, yeah.
teen pregnancy. Look at her spilling the tea. I don't know if you were allowed to share that S. Through the engagement period, everyone assumed that we were already having sex and that I was secretly pregnant and that that was the motivation for our marriage. Maybe that happens a lot in her small town.
I'm getting Southern vibes.
Yes.
Sweet home Alabama.
This is really interesting. I wanted to keep this in and hear your opinion on this. So people thought we were pregnant and that was our motivation for marriage, while the reality was we just loved each other and wanted to get the benefits of married student discounts too while in college. Married student discounts in the US? Is that a thing?
Is that a thing?
If you're married, you get extra benefits?
No, I'm thinking it's Utah.
Ah.
I'm getting Utah vibes.
What
is
that?
Do you go to BYU?
If you're married, you get benefits? What is that?
That's crazy to me.
Is that a Christian thing?
Yeah, that's why I'm thinking Utah.
Oh.
Oh, they're Mormon. But is that Christian?
I don't know.
It's a form of Christianity.
Okay, anyone from the US who gets married student benefits, can you reach out and let us know what they are?
Oh, maybe it's student loan benefits.
Oh, because they're married?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just throwing that in.
When I saw that, I was like, sorry, what?
Yeah, what does that mean?
That it actually makes a lot of sense that people get married so young and married in college. Because when I hear people are married in college, I'm like, that's what?
Crazy.
What?
Crazy.
No, university and college time is for you to be a little slut.
Yeah,
it's not for you to be married. It doesn't make sense to me. Anyway, by the way, even though I hadn't had sex yet, I was the friend through all of high school that informed all of my girlfriends that they were probably having discomfort because none of them had center console car loop handy and that they were all getting UTIs because they weren't peeing after sex.
So fair.
I saved friends by buying Plan B and I always had condoms and pregnancy tests in my bathroom at home. So she was a... like safe sex advocate.
Pro sex.
Wasn't actually doing it because she just wanted to save herself from marriage. Mm-hmm, we're not judging you for that. That's great. Moving on to our wedding though. My husband and I couldn't have been more excited. A lot of things at the time sucked. COVID had shut everything down. We had to cancel and scramble a lot for the wedding. So we were really excited to just enjoy ourselves.
Yeah. Get that bed rocking.
Let's fucking fuck. We had to. Sorry.
Do you know what I wonder though? If you are waiting for marriage, you know, all of the weddings that I know of and go to, they've 100% had sex beforehand.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, the wedding goes well into the night and, like,
you'd be so tired.
Yeah, like, I didn't have sex the night of my wedding. I was too tired.
Yeah.
And, like, I've spoken to other people in the same boat. But if you're waiting for marriage, do you cut things short? Or do you know when you go away for photos?
Yeah.
Are you going away for a little...
There's a monkey involved? What? No, I have actually seen wedding planners actually recommend putting time in your wedding day after the ceremony, before photos or after photos maybe, before the reception to put away like half an hour to an hour because it's a long day.
It is a long day, yeah.
But putting away some time to have sex before the reception because chances are you're going to be too tired afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
But that's not the problem here.
Okay.
Just so you
sorry,
know.
Sorry.
So they were excited to enjoy themselves and to fucking fuck, as if I was to quote myself. We have the wedding and we get to the hotel only to try and have sex and discover I have vaginismus.
Oh, yes.
AKA, my vagina is broken. The muscles contract involuntarily, making it painful and nearly impossible to get anything to go in. Luckily, I chose my partner well, and he was and has been lovely. In the moment, we thought maybe it was just nerves since we'd waited and decided to try again tomorrow and just have fun in other ways. I definitely still cried a lot, though. I'm not that hardcore. I would cry as well. Fast forward to present day. I don't know how long it's been since they've been married.
Well, she's 22 and they got married at 18.
Good. Yeah, good job. Good.
Yeah,
so it's been 4 years. Well done.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm reading. I'm not actually absorbing. Fast forward to present day. I'm still struggling with vaginismus, unfortunately. I am seeing a pelvic floor physio and a sex therapist, so I have made some progress and I have been on occasion been able to have sex on my best days, but I'm still far from normal. Through all this, I've mentioned not too much detail to my mom. I've had some other underlying health issues, so once I got the official diagnosis of vaginismus, I did share it with her. She was really upset on my behalf, and she said she was here for me, but totally understands that it was hard, and it was nice to have her support. I clarified, and I told her from the get-go, if you would like to share this with the family, that I finally have a diagnosis, you can share it with them. Which I think
the family knows about this.
Yeah, but I think that's like rather mature and generous of sure. you to allow your mom to share it with your family that you have vaginismus, because I also think that's quite a personal problem to have that you wouldn't.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm the part that I was like, oh, that's crazy. Yeah. Is that the family knows that there's problems?
Yeah. So she's willingly given her mom permission to share that she has this condition that's preventing her from having sex. Mm. Over the last year, I have now learned from multiple sources that my mom is dramatically and very emotionally sharing what I'm going through with my family.
Oh.
One of my super sweet cousins, who's older than me and married as well, spoke to me recently to check in with how I was going and said that my mom told her the other day while crying, saying my daughter can't have sex. I asked more questions. She's like totally sharing more than my diagnosis, making it about me. And now I just feel like I'm the topic of hot gossip in my family.
Oh, that's so sad, S. I'm so sorry.
My girlfriends keep telling me I need to confront her. I don't know what to do. I don't see my parents that often, so I don't want to ruin my time with them. Am I maybe overthinking it? Should I tell her over FaceTime? Like, what do I do?
Yeah, tell her over FaceTime.
Yeah, but it's happened though. She's already told the family, so it's not like she can take it back.
But apologies mean something.
True.
And I think, I don't know, depends on the type of parents you have. Some parents really hear you and will change their behavior.
I don't think this mom would. She's so emotional. She's made this like really, like she's made it gossip.
Yeah.
She's made her daughter's diagnosis gossip.
Which is so unfair because it's like something that you're personally struggling with.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not a regular illness. Do you know what I mean? Like, people hear that you have the flu or pneumonia or something like that, and they'd be like, you poor thing, this is out of your control, rah, rah, rah. But if they hear things like, oh, my daughter can't have sex, there's a medical condition, they'll just think to themselves, oh, she's... They'll come up with their own opinions. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? They'll start to fill in blanks and be like, oh, well, maybe this happened, or maybe she's done this, or maybe she's... A bit frigid or rah, 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 and start putting unnecessary
judgments
in there. Because it's not a regular, it's not like other types of illnesses that you, or conditions that you might be suffering from.
No, exactly. Because it can also be mental.
It can be mental.
I mean, I don't know enough about it. She did say at the beginning, don't give me medical advice. I don't need it.
Seriously, try Windex.
Watch her come back next week. Being like, oh my God, Grace, you were right. The Windex worked a treat.
No, but I actually like her making the point, be like, don't give me medical advice.
So
I
valid.
So back that. I had like really visible lumps for so long of my life.
Yes.
And like fucking random strangers would be like, my cousin's dog walker's best friend's father had something like that, you know, it was their thyroid. Have you thought about going to the beach?
I totally forgot about that.
Salt water does wonders for your throat.
Oh.
Did my head in.
I know.
Did my actual head in.
I know. And then we, you know, create a podcast and start putting clips online, and then you got people in your DMs telling you.
There was someone in my DMs that was like, they were really sweet. They were like, I'm really concerned about you. I think you should go to a doctor. And I was like, thank you.
I have been. As if I haven't.
But they were a med student and they were like, so I've been doing some research based on your lumps. It definitely couldn't be lymph nodes. It's got to be thyroid, and it's got to be this, rah, rah, rah. And in my head when I was reading, I was like, bow, bow.
Shut the fuck up. You're wrong.
It's my lymph node.
How's that been going? Because you're looking good. Like, I feel like there's no swelling. I totally forgot.
Yeah. I mean, I had every lymph node from the right side of my neck removed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And look at you now. And your scars have been healing good.
Yeah. They're pretty good now.
Yeah. How
I have a mild bit of lymphedema.
Oh, yeah.
It's tiny.
Yeah.
It's only enough where it's like, if you like feel under my chin,
there's like a texture.
This is soft and this is hard because it's like fluid that's stuck there, and it won't leave. I'd have to surgically remove it.
Yeah, I was going to say, because that's what people do with
lymphedema.
Lipedema?
I don't know. It could have been a lot worse as well.
No, I think that you look great. I think that it's a great result.
Yeah.
And we don't get random advice from strangers.
But anyway, I really back you saying don't give me medical advice.
Because you don't need it.
It is really annoying. But I think you've got to stand up to your mum.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, coming from a mum, don't listen, don't get offended. But coming from a daughter who has a mother who loves to share hot gossip, it's hard.
Yeah.
I have recently just had to come to terms with it,
mm.
but I've also learnt my lesson that I don't share everything with you. Sorry, Mum. don't share everything with her because I know that there are certain things that I am not willing to have shared even accidentally.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So I'm not saying you can unshare this with your mother, but, you know.
But I think you could say to her quite clearly.
You've hurt me.
You've hurt my feelings. And if I can't trust you, I can't share with you.
Yes. And I think that that would be more fair. Hurtful from a mom to be like, oh, you can't share with me because I'm going to.
Spread it.
Because also the audacity to make that about you. Yeah. My daughter can't have sex. Well, that doesn't affect you.
No.
Really? That's
well,
not her.
Grandchildren probably.
True, maybe.
Probably sad about grandchildren. Yeah. But there's other ways. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Turkey based stuff.
And I also, this is a condition, like this isn't medical advice, but this is a condition. It's not like a, it's not a death sentence.
No.
It's not a terminal illness. No. It's something that I've known a couple of people that have dealt with it and it, from their experiences, it takes a really long time.
Oh, absolutely. It's not a quick thing to solve.
But it's solvable.
But do you know what the greatest thing is about this problem? I'm not saying it's a great problem, but to have it, hearing all the context of this story and knowing that it's just your mum sharing your diagnosis, because the greatest part of this is that she has a loving, supporting partner where it's never been an issue is actually so great. Yeah. And it could have been so much worse.
So much worse.
If that was the problem you were coming to us with.
Yeah.
You know, if it's just an overdramatic mother who loves to gossip, not the worst thing.
She comes from a small town. And this small town is going to hear about her.
That's so true. The whole town. Vaginismus. Yeah, the whole town's heard of it.
That is rough. That is rough. The issue with small town America.
But you know what the you are getting? You're getting student discounts because you're married.
Yeah.
What is that? Want them.
And you're not married.
Oh, yeah, true. Well.
Wow.
Yes, to Grant's brother.
I'm really getting Southern vibes.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking like Reese Witherspoon in a pickup truck.
Yeah.
You know, she sees Jake.
So I can kiss you anytime I want.
Get your ass back here right now, Jake. God, that was a terrible Southern accent.
It was all right. It was all right.
How can you do a Southern accent?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
I did once did a play where I had to do a Southern accent. That was wild.
Were you a Southern belle?
Yeah, it was like, it's a play called The Grapes of Wrath. It's such a depressing play.
Oh.
And I was like, I can't. I'm not gonna. Nah, you'll never hear it. I have kind of like paused on acting. So you'll never hear my Southern accent.
You've blocked it out.
Yeah, it's done.
Fuck.
All right. Anyway.
God, I love doing that.
I love that. That was Hot Mess Hotline. If you would like some mediocre, messy, hot dating advice, you can email us at sometimesfunnypod@gmail.com. Before we wrap up the episode, Grace, what are you loving this week?
Well, you know what, Maddie? We always do me first. Why don't you go?
Yeah, okay. So this is, it's not a product, but you're gonna laugh at me because right now, as of this recording, I haven't showered in 3 days and I've got enough gel in my hair for six people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But do you know what I've started using?
Yeah.
And it's so embarrassing.
What?
I've started using a loofah.
I've actually
on the loofah train.
Yep, yep.
And I am washing when I shower my whole body.
How good does it feel?
I have to admit how I used to shower. I would wet my body and I would just wash my bits with soap on my hands.
I think a lot of people do that.
Just my bits. My pits, my belly button, because I feel like that needs to be washed. My vag and my butthole.
Yeah.
That's what I would wash, really. And my face with not the same soap. I would use a face wash. I got myself a loofah. And I've got body wash, this beautiful scented body wash from, I can't remember the brand.
Mm.
I've got to remember the brand.
You got to do bars of soap.
Well, I do have a bar of soap.
Oh, yeah, use the bar of soap.
I had this body wash and I was like, well, I have to use it. And I feel like using a loofah. And I am lathering up my body. And is it weird that I've thought of you in the shower? Because I'd be like, Grace does this and I'm having a Grace shower. And I am washing every nook and cranny. And fuck me, it feels great.
Do you know what I miss in my shower?
Right.
Having somewhere I can put my leg up.
Oh, yeah, like a little stool.
Yeah, or like...
You had a ledge, didn't you?
Yeah,
a stool.
I mean, I've got a baby... But I've got like a baby bath thing that takes up a lot of room, so I don't really have space. But when there's like a ledge in the shower or if it's like a bath shower situation and then you can like wash your legs
shave your legs that way if you want to.
Oh, yeah, so good.
And it's funny because I think the reason why I didn't do it was because I'm such a lazy girl and I was like, it's going to take so much longer.
Takes so quick.
It's so quick. Yeah. I'm on the loofah train.
I'm so happy.
Yeah, that's what I'm loving this week.
Congratulations.
What about you? What are you loving?
What I'm loving is the idea of jewelry.
Yeah, okay.
I want to get into earrings.
Yes.
And I want those things.
A stacked necklace girly.
Yeah.
Rings. Yeah. I feel like anybody who has jewelry like that is so together.
They look really together and that's not me.
Yeah.
But I think it could be me.
Do you have any piercings in your ear?
Yeah, I've got just my first done. Just one. I used to have my second done, but then it got really infected.
Oh.
And I used to have an industrial.
Oh. Well, see, I started getting my ears designed. I have three now. I got them last year and I'm going to get some more up here.
I love that look.
Yeah, I'm going to get some more.
I want to like... I have like endless money, not endless money, but when I have more money in my life, I'm going to go get these pierced.
Yeah.
And I really think I'm going to go ombre. I already said this. Yes, you should.
You should. Ombre hair.
I'm going to go through a transformation.
I'm so excited.
It's in a bit of time.
Yeah.
When I'm more financially prepared.
Yes, yeah.
But yeah, when I have a bit of cash to splash.
Well, what are some home DIY versions? Don't pierce your ears at home.
Not dye my own hair.
But you could dye your hair.
No.
No?
Especially not with bleach.
No.
I've dyed my hair a lot when I was a teenager. Oh, I did a bad job. I once dyed my hair red and I missed a whole circle of hair in the back. It was really bad. I had to go black.
But I have to say, if you were to bleach your hair, even if you got it professionally, do you know that might actually help the oil problem you're having? Because it would dry your hair out.
I'm not going to do the roots though.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I have gone platinum before.
Yeah.
Do you remember when I had the platinum bob?
No.
During COVID, I had a platinum bob.
How do I not know this?
No, you know this.
Do I?
Yeah.
This is wild. The phases of grace that we've gone through.
Did you not see me?
Maybe I just can't. I only know you like this. I have a very terrible memory.
It was the very beginning of COVID. Like the week that we were going into lockdown, I was like, fuck it, I'm chopping my hair off.
I remember one time I came into work and you had lash extensions.
Yes.
And I was like, Grace.
That was the same era.
Yeah.
I was getting lash extensions because my friend was becoming a...
lash girl.
A technician. Mm. And I got my hair cut. How do you not remember this? That's me with pink hair.
Oh, yes, iconic. You should do that again.
Go blonde.
Well, I like the short hair.
Yes, I think I'm going to go blonde ombre before I cut my hair off.
Because I'm cutting my hair off this year too.
I know.
Everyone's going to be so upset.
You're going to be a whole new lady.
I am.
I don't know how... I think you'll look good because I think, like, you've got a nice face.
I think that people will still prefer the long hair. I just want to change.
Yeah.
I just want to change.
I mean, it's hair. It grows back.
I know. I already know that I'm going to look better with long hair.
I'm, like, planning a glow up for the future.
Love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to do a birthday glow up again this year.
Oh, yeah. That was fun.
That's when I'm cutting my hair.
That's going to be part of my birthday glow up.
Yeah.
Yeah. You deserve it.
Yeah. One of it's going to be a wax.
Ooh. At Surrey Hills.
In Surrey Hills? Yeah. Yeah. Alicia Jane, shout out to you, babe.
Love you.
She calls me baby as I'm doing it. She's like, you're such a tripper. Good girl, baby. And I'm like,
I am, baby.
I am. And I'm smooth as. No, we don't.
No,
abort. All right, we love you. See ya. Bye.